Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM.
It's almost 10 to 6 and Rob is trying to get me into trouble again.
We're calling this part of the show 10 to 6 every day this week. My evil question. Because I got a whole bunch on a list somewhere. Someone sent me. And they are redonkulous. And so I thought I would share. So, evil question number one today. For the rest of your life, you may only buy one of these items used. You may never get a new one. Are you buying for the rest of your life only used toothbrushes or only used underwear?
Oh, this is dreadful.
I know.
This is dreadful. Okay. Only used underwear.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with only used underwear.
So that you can have a new toothbrush.
So I can have a new toothbrush. Because
I thought about it. I was like, if you can have new underwear, if you get a used toothbrush, can I like dunk it in, I don't know, chicken boiling water and make it sanitary again? It depends how used. You know, if like the bristles are all sideways and flat because someone's been... You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, my initial thought was to go with the toothbrush, the used toothbrush. But now that I'm thinking about it, and now that you're painting that picture so well.
Because I had the same thought, and then I thought, no. Clearer. We'll just have to wash them very, very thoroughly.
Yes, 100%.
With your new toothbrush.
Oh, Joe! It is an evil question, right?
No, totally. Totally.
Next one. Second one for the day. Either you never get to touch a cell phone again in your whole life, or currently, all of your messages and photos go public.
Throw the whole cell phone in the bin.
In the sea.
Never. And you know how attached I am to my phone.
All your messages, all your photos.
Guys, we just spoke about my algorithm on Instagram. Yeah. Can you imagine what my WhatsApps look like? Yeet.
I'm going to surprise you here. Never. Have my messages and photos. I've got nothing to hide.
Sure.
I've got nothing to hide.
I guess I'm speechless.
Even the scandalous photos, you can have them. I don't care.
Babes, never that.
Let me keep my phone.
Never that. My phone is
Ross is actually stunned here. You can't believe I've just said that.
I'm shocked. But Jan is most like a stunt work. And now...
That's fine. Now I'm not ashamed of anything.
Well, I guess you're owning your stoutness.
Yeah, exactly. I say stoutful vs. stoutness. Own it.
I'm ready.
I'm like blood red here already. With my brown fell. I crash my arms for that gear set. Someone say...
Hello, 1989.
You can. I'm going to get a landline.
You can contact Joe via fax.
Exactly.
You can send him a pigeon. Mm-hmm. Or you can get an old telephone book, look up where he lived, and then go and visit that house.
Exactly. Yes. That's how we're going to get in touch. Come to my house. We can chat, but you ain't not seeing my phone and what's on it.